weather really changed this morning. It's become exceedingly cool. It went from about 40 degrees yesterday, and it's probably about 14 right now. One good thing is that it's raining, because the sun was really just burning the grass. This morning we had a nice class. Irmala Mataji is here in Hungary. She was in Budapest and here now at the farm, both giving seminars and classes to devotees in general about education in the college and here in Gurukul about different standards of child rearing, education, teacher training, and so on. She's very, very good, very, very expert, as it's something that she's been focused on all her life, and has a really invaluable contribution to make to the society. I'm very much appreciating the contribution that she's making here, as the education of our children is one of the most, if not the most important aspect of Krishna consciousness, while simultaneously it's one of the most, if not the most neglected area of concern. We certainly place great emphasis on preaching, book distribution, fundraising, deity worship. However, the same amount of care, concern, and focus is not given to our own children, who are the successors of the Krishna consciousness movement, and really the success of the Krishna consciousness movement. Every society values its children. Every society places phenomenal emphasis on education, because that will determine the education of the children, will determine the future direction that society takes. Similarly, in our Krishna consciousness society, training our children and giving them the education which achieves two purposes. One is makes them Krishna conscious and gives them a value-based life in which they are both devotees of Krishna and live in a Krishna conscious environment, lifestyle. And second, that while being Krishna conscious, they also find the way in which they maintain their livelihood. Ultimately, education is meant for giving the tools by which the next generation can sustain itself. Here in Yamajadam, the idea is, the future is, that children will maintain themselves and their families from the self-sufficient or self-reliant system that we have here, which is broad enough in order to accommodate the needs of different natures of children. If devotees don't have that type of facility, if children cannot be given such a broad scope, or rather if the scope is more narrow and we can only give them what society gives outside, which is somehow or another trying to find some honest and minimally compromising profession within the consumer world around us, then let that be, but at least let the foundation be such that they can sustain their determination for Krishna consciousness and to be able to go back home, back to Godhead. So these two things, this is, as Krishna refers to, Swadharma Mapichaviksha, the absolute standard of Krishna consciousness, and the other one, which is solving the practical necessities of eating, sleeping, mating, defending according to one's own nature. It's a important meditation for ISKCON's leaders, but for every devotee, because most devotees are going to be parents. Therefore, they need to start with the end in mind, as they say it in Kavi talk. What's the end? The end isn't having children, that's the beginning. But what is it that we want those children to be in terms of devotees? Everyone wants them to be devotees. And that in itself is also a challenge, depending on where children are brought up. But how are those devotee children going to maintain themselves? What's their future? That also we need to start with the end in mind. And in that way it becomes a little clearer what type of education, what facilities are required to realize that education is required in order that children actually can have a wholesome, productive life as children, as adults, as parents, and they can perpetuate and perhaps even improve upon the rearing and the education that they have. Anyway, these were just some thoughts as I was listening to, and something that I can't say I'm constantly absorbed in, because there's so many things that I have to be constantly absorbed in. It's one of the setbacks of being a GBC, besides writing books and worshipping deities and encouraging Sankirtan and preaching and maintaining temples and finances and so many other things. There has to be this focus on education. And therefore I'm grateful that there are some people who can just think about this thing, while others always occasionally think about this thing, the education of our children, because it's probably one area in which the society has not really excelled, not really hit the mark that Srila Prabhupada had set for it. A few other topics aside from that. Number one is, I'm out of questions, although I'm aware that there were some questions that I received that I hadn't answered, but I have deleted them. So send me some questions, discussion topics. Another is, thank you to the devotees who have brought our book sales up to about the 1200 mark. Please, I'm getting so many good reports and encouraging words about Śrīla Bhakti Cintamani. Those books which have been taken or ordered, please send in the Lakshmi. We need to start preparing for the next publication. And for these books that are outstanding, this other 800 or so copies, please, if you can order more. Getting requests of where other books are available, or people are very much inclined to give them as gifts, and they find them a very overall educational experience that makes clear the process of Krishna consciousness, and that is my real reward. That's what I wrote these books for, and what I'm really seeking, the devotee's pleasure and blessings. Hare Krishna.